Welcome to my new segment called Real or Not Real. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about issues that are out there, important to people, that have to do with the field of nutrition, health, and laboratory testing, and whether it's real or not real. You don't have to open up 25 cases to get a deal here or try to make 2 million, but what it will do is it will tell you about what's happening in this world of health and what to believe and what not to. One of the things that I found very interesting in my 24 plus years being in the field is that there are a lot of claims being made that really hurt our industry and also steal from people. And I think it's a lot of dishonesty that needs to be revealed and to be brought out into the open so people don't lose any more money or lose precious time in trying to get themselves healthy. So first one I'm going to talk about today is Codex Alimentarius, which is something that's taking hold in many European and South American countries as well as Australia. And what this does is it's an attempt to limit the ability for people to get nutritional supplements, because some people out there, and a big pharmaceutical is one, believe that these nutrients are somehow harmful, while the reality of it is, taken in normal doses, they're quite safe and have a very good safety history. Now, of course, some are not as safe. When we look at things like coral calcium that was being marketed, they had lead in it. Lead is a heavy metal, which is dangerous. This was not a real good product. This was a bad product. Now, of course, not all coral calciums have lead in them, but the ones that were being pushed on infomercials and through multi-level companies quite often did have that and other traces of heavy metals. With Codex, there's a group out there, and a number of groups, who are making everybody fearful that somehow there's a conspiracy to take nutrients away from us here in America. Whereas in reality, it's not true. Codex will not be coming to the United States in the foreseeable future because of a law called DSHEA, D-S-H-E-A, which was written a number of years ago through the combined work of people like Dr. Alexander Schaus, who happens to be my brother, Senators Orrin Hatch and Tom Harkin, who really tried to protect the availability of nutrients for people. Now, there are fearmongers out there who are trying to tell you that it's coming, Codex is on its way, they're going to stop you from doing that. If only you would give me some money and I could lobby against it. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you this is absolutely, positively not true. When the United States signed an agreement called GATT in Uruguay, what they did is they put in a specific term into the agreement that protects U.S. citizens from anything in the agreement that might supersede U.S. law. Some people choose not to believe that, but it is in writing, and it was a very important part of the agreement that the United States signed. And I have to say that in this case, the Bush administration was quite adamant about getting this in and not to allow us to have a law put into effect that's not from the United States, that's from a foreign country. We're not going to allow that. And here's the agreement and how it states and why Codex is not coming here. It says, no provision of any of the Uruguay Round agreements, nor the application of any such provision to any person or circumstance that is inconsistent with any law of the United States shall have effect. It's there. The Codex is not coming. We have a law called DSHEA, the D-S-H-E-A. It's a law that protects people's rights to have nutritional supplements. Codex cannot supplant DSHEA. This is just a group of people, and some of whom I have to really seriously doubt their mental capacity because of their fear-mongering and the way they think that everything, there's a conspiracy around every corner. Now, let me be very honest with you. The pharmaceutical industry is not out there to make you healthy. They are out there to make you buy their drugs, and they would like nothing better than to have nutritional supplements banned, or at least under their control. That's a given. And for those who don't believe it, they've been working at this for years, and there's ample evidence about that. Now, Are they working that hard to stop nutritional supplements? Of course not. If you understand the scope and the size of the nutraceutical industry, which is the alternative health, versus the pharmaceutical industry, you'd understand. Last year, this industry was made something like $85 billion in profits. Now, let me make you understand this. This is net profit. This is what they profited from you by buying their drugs, $85 billion. The entire vitamin supplement industry in the United States is somewhere about $20 to $25 billion total. Total. That's the gross sales. $85 billion in profits versus $20 billion in gross sales. It's a drop in the bucket, folks. They're not that concerned about it. This is just a bunch of people out there telling you that they're out there trying to fight, you know, all the time and trying to have these hidden cartels. They're not. They'd like to, but they're not going to spend that much time and effort on it, to be honest with you. Now, this is not to say that we don't need to be careful with what they're trying to do. We don't want them to ban nutrients. We want to be vigilant. But if we keep on crying wolf like these people are doing out there, when it comes time to really fight the right battle and when it's important, senators and congressmen are going to go, oh, is this just another one of those, you know, boy cries wolf type of things? We're not going to pay attention to you, and we'll lose the battle. There's more harm from these guys who are fear-mongering out there and telling you Codex is coming in, or Codex, than the reality of things, and they're going to really harm your ability to get supplements. So I want to settle this once and for all. Codex is not coming to the United States in the near future. Matter of fact, the very earliest they can even think about bringing it is the year 2011, 4 years from now. What we need to do is make sure that we get out there and we stop these companies that are selling garbage, that are selling bad products out there, and get some more regulation within the industry, which is happening. We need to make sure that we clean up our act. That way the government doesn't have to get in there and force us to be controlled and being controlled under their thumb, which would not be a good thing. So what we need to do is support groups like the natural foods industry and their support group, which, of course, let me tell you, little sidebar here. These fearmongers are out there telling you, oh, they happen to use the same law firm as some of the pharmaceutical industries, which proves they're in cahoots with Big Pharma in order to take away your rights for nutritional supplements. Okay, so the next time you go to an attorney, make sure that they didn't work for somebody who's been an embezzler or a murderer or some other criminal behavior, you know, criminal, because that might mean you're a criminal too by using the same law firm as someone who did commit a crime. As you can see, this is somewhat preposterous. If people are buying this line. So what we need to do is we need to look out there, make sure our noses are clean in our industry, in which I will be talking about more in the coming weeks and months with my podcasts. And I hope you know, get some vital information out there that'll make you, allow you to make some better judgments on things. Well, I hope you enjoyed Real or Not Real for this week. I might put a couple more out there as this is my first one, and I'm kind of enjoying talking about this. And if you have any comments or anything else that you'd like to hear, I would be very happy to get some questions and answers out there for you and give you some more information about everything from nutritional supplements to laboratory testing to questions about research that's being put out there in the media. I'd love to be able to give you that answer of real, not real. Well, thanks for listening and hope you have a great day. Bye.